Kia ora, thank you for the invite.
Well, Susan, I'm not sure congratulations is the right word, but definitely a very principled stand by coming out, standing up for the iwi of Ngāti Hikairo against those that are holding mass events around anti-vaccination. Given that we are in a pandemic, the positive cases are our whānau Māori, and a principled stand by you against one of your own members, but also to a principled and bold stand because you're the first iwi to stand up and call one of their own out. What made you take this very courageous step?
This is about firstly providing leadership to our people and to really give a really clear message that we want our whānau to be safe and we want them to get the right kinds of messages and we want them to be safe and well. So what we felt was what Brian Tamaki and the Freedom and Rights Coalition are doing is really sending the wrong messages to Māori and to our whānau. And we're calling on Brian to use the important platform that he has as a public person to give the right kinds of messages and keep our whānau safe. So as a runanga, that's why we felt that it was really important that we actually made a stand on this, even though we're a small iwi. We still have a voice, and that's what we wanted to do is basically to ask him to think about those issues and then for our whānau to be really clear that it is really important they get vaccinated and they're safe.
Although you have singled out the individual, it is all about the safety and well-being of your whānau, of the iwi. It is all about the safety and well-being of Māori katoa around the Mōrearea, and particularly at this time, because we are at the pointy end of those high statistics of positive cases. So this isn't a vendetta against any individual. This is a proactive move to drive us all together, ahakoa nō here, ahakoa kō wai, to the vaccinations to keep us well and safe, is it not?
Absolutely, and this is not a personal thing about Brian. This is about the fact that he is a member of Ngāti Hikairo, that we have a responsibility to raise these issues. He's a prominent person, he has a profile, and he has got a public platform. And so this is why we're wanting to reach out to the wider community to let them know that this is where Ngāti Hikairo stands. Brian, you're one of us, and we're asking you to use that very important platform that you have to send the really important messages of keeping our whānau safe, to be vaccinated, to work with the Raukura Hauora and with our marae and organisations like that to get vaccinated and keep to our public health measures. So that's part of why this is primarily why we're doing it. This is not a dig at Brian. This is our encouragement to him to think about the wider impact of his ability to be a public person.
Yes, absolutely. It is that. But in Te Ao Māori though, in a Māori sense, why can't who better than the hapū and iwi to ask one of its uri to move back into line though, eh?
I guess that's a tikanga thing to do, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. And I think the other thing that we're really concerned about are those messages, not just about the vaccination and about the public health measures and their particular point of view of that. But for us, one of the most important things is their whole rhetoric around rangatiratanga and around human rights. When we think about those concepts in our worldview, the way that they're espousing that is to espouse it as a self, as individualization. And for us, those in those contexts, those are colonization terms. And in a Te Aho Māori worldview, it's about us and we. And we want our whānau to understand that when we talk about rangatiratanga, we're talking about the concept of responsibility, and that we have an obligation to one another to protect liberty and life. So having human rights, or having this whole concept of rangatiratanga, doesn't come without its obligations. And the way that those messages are getting out there in the community with this particular group and Brian is, it's all about me and about I rather than about we.
It is, there are mixed messages being sent out around the Motu, and some of them, and it saddens some Māori to see our rangatiratanga flag, our kotahitanga flag, haki, our sovereignty haki, being flown in the same on the same pole as a Make America Great haki. So, very alt. Far right, alt-right messaging in and alongside our rangatiratanga messaging of sovereignty and, collective sovereignty. It is what you say, it's very confusing, and it's also quite sad to see that being hijacked by an alt-right group.
Yeah, and that's why we kind of really felt it important to speak out to say rangatiratanga is about our right, our sovereignty, and our ability to self-determine. But when we talk about those things, we talk about them in the context of iwi, hapu, and whānau, and our obligations to one another. And if we're talking about COVID in that context, we're talking about protecting the life and liberty of our whānau to exist in that worldview. And our concern is that the rhetoric that's been spoken by Brian and by this group is, I guess, turning that to mean something else when it isn't that at all. And we want people, and we want our whānau to know that rangatiratanga comes with obligations for one another. And so we need to be focused on keeping each other safe.
So while we're also attempting to drive up the vaccination numbers, we're also fighting a messaging and almost a, as I said earlier, a hijacking of our sovereignty, and how we perceive our rangatiratanga is being hijacked by those that are coming through, breaking borders, breaching borders, flying these flags in the name of freedom, and wanting to go to Waitangi to talk to Ngāpuhi about freedom fighting. It's a very confusing time at the moment. While we're busy battling a ngangara, we're also trying to, dampen out the flames of this other type of rhetoric.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's part of the reason why that we wanted to step up as an iwi. And this was a Rūnanga decision to put this messaging out to our whānau and to the wider community, is to start this real debate about what they're attempting to do, because this is not rangatiratanga. This is not our sovereignty. If we are true to those concepts as Māori people, then we would be having care and concern for one another, because our Māori society is traditionally us and we, not I. And the other thing is the real importance for our Māori community and our whānau to understand that we are actually a vulnerable population in this fight. We already, within the health system, are fighting challenges of health equity and improving our health outcomes, let alone having a COVID come on top of that. And if we don't get grips with that and be able to manage that effectively, then our broader health issues are going to be challenged in trying to manage diabetes or cardiovascular disease or any of those other health issues and challenges that we face as people.
And how is the vaccine rollout going around your rohe? We see, there's 100 and something like 85 today, 25 down your way. There's some about 9 in Taitokerau. You know, just on the other side of the wall here, we're in ground zero here in South Auckland, and this is where the majority of our case, although they are around the suburbs, most of them are behind me. You know, we still are fighting. We're still in the front lines here.
Within our own rohe, I mean, we've got Raukawa, Hawara, and all of our marais have got together, and they're really pumping out the message, and they're getting on the streets and really encouraging our whānau to get vaccinated. And so in terms of having the efforts at a grassroots level and getting out there, we're doing everything that we can. What we're fighting against are these myths and this rhetoric that that is obviously being heard by our people. And this is why, as I said, we wanted to sort of stand up and say, you know, there are other messages and other things to consider in this, and it's about looking after yourself first and then your whānau by getting vaccinated where you can and taking all the necessary health measures and precautions. So we're really encouraging people to do that. Listen to those that are on the ground, those health professionals, those whānau support workers, and they're really there to discuss any concerns that you might have as a result of the vaccination. There's really good information out there to combat the myths and the stories that are being put out there.